You're grounded with Emma and Ella.
Grounded with Emma and Ella.
Now here we are.
Here we are.
Would you like to do an introduction?
Back again. Nope.
Hello, and you're very welcome to this week's episode of You're Grounded. Myself, Emma Dorn, and my fantastic...
Oh, fantastic co-host, Ella Dorn.
Ella Dorn. Wow. You're very welcome, Ella. Thanks for joining us this evening.
Of course.
It's Tuesday. It's just gone 8:30. You are in the midst of your exams. I'm going to a gig shortly in Mulligan and Haynes, the crack den. Which is no use to you listening because this is Tuesday.
The crack den?
Yeah, there's a lot of gigs now with crack. C-R-A-I-C. Crack.
Oh, ha ha ha.
So Ella, don't slag the comedians. This is their only little thing that they get to do in life. But on Friday, I'll be in the Workman's with the crack den. So if you want to come too, I'll be doing a bit of old, a bit of new, a bit of blue. Right. So you've been in the midst...
I really did that like I was on a radio slot where I had to just get in my thing real quick.
And what's it like being a mom, Emma? What's it like being a female comedian? Okay. All right. And thanks very much. Bye. Anyway, you're in the midst.
Am I having a breakdown? Am I? I don't know.
Right. Let me just take a breath. Okay, you're in the midst of exams.
I am.
Your final one is tomorrow.
Whoop, whoop.
So, last exam chat I had with you, as you asked me on the podcast, I had to say yes. I gave you a lift out of the RDS.
Oh, yeah.
And you just messaged me and said that went well and you were heading out for a bop and whatever. Where did you end up going?
Farmer Brown's.
Where's Farmer Brown's?
Klonsky.
Klonsky. Farmer Brown's feels familiar to me from back when I was a young person.
There's one in Rat Mines as well.
Okay, that must be where. Yeah, I'm going to the one in Rat Mines. And was it good?
Yeah, it was enjoyable.
I was there.
Had some cauliflower wings.
Cauliflower wings, were they nice?
Very nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And was it just cauliflowers with wing stuff on them? Or were you like, oh, this tastes like wings?
No, it's just like roasted cauliflower with... like hot sauce on it.
Yeah, okay, cool. But they were nice.
Yeah.
And the exam went well.
Exam went well, yeah.
Yeah, right. And tomorrow is your last exam, correct?
Yeah, 9:30, Emma, please. No TikToks.
If possible. No. Well, I'll just be coming back into the house after dropping the boys to school and walking the dogs. So I'll try my best. No TikToks, so. Yeah, I was actually... No, I won't do that tomorrow. Okay, grand. Good to know. And how long is that exam?
An hour.
And what exam is it?
Inequality.
Inequality?
Yeah.
In the sand dunes or...?
Inequality in Irish society.
Inequality with dry humping or...?
Inequality in dry in Irish society.
Oh, yeah. Well, best of luck with that. I'm sure I'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Yeah. We do live in the same house, so...
We do. Just about, well. So any other news, any other happenings? You've still been working while doing your exams.
Working 9 to 5, yeah.
It's not 9 to 5, you keep saying this. You keep saying 9 to 5. It's in a pub.
That's open 9 to 5.
And also all the other hours.
That's what the workman's hours should be, 9 to 5. Because it's like work.
Yeah, I'll say that to them.
You should.
Because I thought you'd take a little bit of time off at your exams.
They wouldn't let me do that.
Of course they would.
They wouldn't let me do that. They got me tied up.
No.
This no, I wouldn't like to have time off because then when I wasn't studying, I wouldn't be doing anything and then I'd want to be studying. But at least when you're in work, you have something like, not that's not studying. But okay. It's not studying either.
Fair enough.
It's a break from studying, but it doesn't feel like you're not, like you're taking time away from studying, I think.
Okay, fair enough. just look into your eyes now. Okay, fine. Yes, you've been a busy little girl. So what are the plans now once the exam's finished?
Just sleep for a while, I think. Okay. I think I might go into kind of like a hibernation.
Yes, I can see you building up to it. I'm seeing the flamingo slippers more frequently.
My pink flamingo slippers.
Yeah.
And my dressing gown, and I'll just kind of cocoon myself.
Yeah, sure, why not?
I'll just be rolled out of the house. I think I have work on Friday, so I'll just be rolled out of the house for that.
Yeah.
But I'll cocoon for the rest of it.
And
then maybe you can kind of deliver me food and stuff in my little cocoon.
Yeah, we were going to go somewhere for breakfast on Thursday.
Yes.
Yeah, that'll be nice. Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to go out for breakfast with my friends on Friday.
Oh, okay. I thought you were ditching me there.
No. Okay. Getting breakfasted.
Why not? So what have I been up to since I last spoke to you?
Eurovision.
Oh, Eurovision, yeah. So I was in the Sugar Club and it was Bureau de Change Song Contest.
You're the what, sorry?
Bureau?
Oh, Bureau. I thought you said Euro.
No, Bureau de Change Song Contest.
What language is that?
French, maybe. And so I was just presenting. I was presenting with Keane, or not Keane, Kevin Toomey.
Oh, bonjour.
I know. He's a really nice guy. Was it my first time meeting him?
Well,
I'd met him on the Zoom. Kevin Toomey. So he's from a podcast, Ma'am, I'm Grand. And we were both presenting, and then all the other people had written songs and gotten them produced. Mm. And, like, it was pretty serious. I was like, is this the real Eurovision? I was starting to wonder. So, great night had by all, very enjoyable. The crowd was insane.
Like the Eurovision crowd, in fairness.
No,
not as insane.
No, I think they were more insane. Like, there was a lot of hooping, hollering, jumping out of chairs, that kind of thing. Because there was a lot of, oh, what was that?
Your Yogi Mababi turned off your...
Oh, it's okay.
Your light.
So there was a lot of fantastic costumes and costume reveals.
Mm.
So there was like bare asses and, you know, that kind of thing. Mm. And I had this full-length dress that I bought in a charity shop on Georgia Street, Oxfam, right? So when I got this dress, I went to try it on. And the last couple of months, the changing room, it's not open in that Oxfam. They have all, like, bags of clothes in there. And I was like, oh, sorry, is there no changing room? And she's like, no, but you can bring it back if it doesn't fit. I was like, well, okay. But she's like, oh, you can try it on here. So I decided to try it on in the shop over my clothes. And then this woman was zipping, came kind of out of nowhere and was helping me zip up the back, which was really nice. So I was like, okay, fits with clothes, it's grand. And I was wearing quite a baggy t-shirt. Anyway, didn't really think about it until the day of, put the dress on, grand. You know, people were very nice. Oh, it looks lovely and whatever. So professional photographs today. Photographs, you know, with the photographer with a flashlight and everything. Yeah. Pretty sure the dress was see-through. Did you see that picture?
I did, yeah.
Did it look see-through?
Yeah, it did. I knew that you were gearing up to tell me that, yeah.
So now I'm starting to question.
Bare ass, bare chest.
Now it did have a kind of a flesh-coloured thing underneath. You know, that, like, it was kind of blue, like lace, and then it was a flesh-coloured thing underneath. That made it look like flesh. But it looked, I mean, when I saw that picture, I was like, Christ almighty, no wonder everyone was hooping and hollering. So yeah, apologies for anyone who was in the Sugar Club on Sunday the 9th. Would that be the right date? 8th or 9th?
I don't know when you were.
Apologies.
I don't know your schedule.
If you were offended.
You should really be asking nipples. People to pay you now for that service.
Yes,
like, you just let that, you just let that out for free, like.
But I'm in my late 30s. The value of my nipples is plummeting week by week. See, I didn't realize.
I think there'd be a trend. It would kind of go downwards and it would spike back up again. It really depends.
Doesn't happen with nipples.
Depends on the audience, really. I think
the nipples in like metaphorically and physically are going down.
Guys, leave your comments below. How do you feel about the trajectory of nipples as you age? Good, bad,
well, you
worse?
See, men again
don't have nipples.
No, Ella, men have nipples.
Don't think so.
Does he not have nipples?
Don't think men have nipples, Emma.
No, no, men have nipples, Emma. Men. I really feel like we should have had this chat a lot earlier. Wait till you see what's on the second page. They have nipples.
I don't think so, but continue.
But men, as they get older, become distinguished. No. What is it? I was going to say extinguished. They don't. They're not extinguished. Although I wish they were.
When men reach the age of 45, they combust.
No, they're like called things like silver foxes and stuff and whatever.
Have you never heard of a cougar?
Yeah, but it's, I think when people are referred to as cougars, it's changing slightly, but there's a kind of a, there's a dismissive tone to it.
I don't think so.
Well, there used to be this show on TV called Cougar Town. Starring what?
David Attenborough presented it.
No, who was in it? Courtney Cox. She was in it and she was a cougar, but well, she wasn't really a cougar. I think there was only like about probably less than 10 years difference between her and this fella. And I was like, cougar. Do you know what I mean? You don't see many like women in their 60s, 70s going out with like 20-year-olds. When they refer to cougars, it's usually like about 10 years or something.
Do you know what I mean? I guess.
Anyway, there's no value in my nipples anymore, unfortunately. And when you realise that, it's too late. But men do have nipples, Ella. Just okay. FYI. So, yeah, that was Sunday. Had other gigs and stuff. Brought your brothers to GameStop on Sunday.
Did bring me to GameStop.
Where were you? In bed?
In work, but...
Oh, were you in work?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what we did. What else did I do? Oh, I don't know. I'm sure I did lots of other stuff. And then, yeah, I'm going to be doing some filming bits now soon. I'm going to Limerick at the weekend to film a few bits. Oh. Did you know that?
No.
I'm going to Limerick.
I know now, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. So that's the crack anyway. But this week, sorry,
you're very
the hands very, today. Sorry, listener, you can't
say you're very handsy today, but that's probably the best term.
I'll be honest with you, full disclosure, I don't feel that well today. I got sick this morning.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I didn't say to you because I didn't want to put you off your morning vibes because you were having something to eat. Got sick. And my stomach is just in bits. Even after I ate dinner there, my stomach's when your stomach starts going mad, I don't know what's wrong with me. So I'm just trying to say, treasure these moments we have left.
Yeah,
because
okay.
This could be the end. Yeah, I don't feel that well. But this week on the
sorry listener. But she's powering through, guys. Don't worry.
People listening.
Good vibes here. She's good vibes.
She's having a breakdown. She's on tangent. She's skipping from this. Spent 10 minutes talking about her nipples. That are like, I'm sorry. Apologies. I'll get with the program now. This week on the podcast, I wanted to talk to you about. Obviously, I'm
old.
Very young mother. Very cool. Oh, okay, very trendy. Very stylish. Very. Some people say attractive, but whatever. That's whatever. Even though I'm very much in the fold of what's cool, I do realise that we use technology in different ways, i.e. our phones. So I wanted to check in with you of what emojis I'm using. Am I using them in the right way? Because I saw on TikTok... And TikTok when I was blaring it out.
TikTok.
That people of my age are getting a bit of stick, bit of flack for using the cry laughy emoji. How do you feel about that emoji?
I think that it is a necessary evil sometimes.
Okay, yes.
I don't enjoy using it. I feel a little bit of pain when I use it. But but sometimes I have to so that people don't think I'm like an awful human being and just
okay,
mean.
Like that you're making a little joke.
And like, yeah, and like I'm making a joke and I'm like, let's just soften the blow.
Let's signpost this as a joke.
Let's soften the blow slightly here, lads. Because sometimes, because the only other option is to be like, I wouldn't use lol.
Oh, you don't say lol, okay.
I wouldn't say lol.
Yeah.
LOL. The other option would be ha, like ha ha ha.
Yeah.
But depending on the person, I find
that's quite clinical.
Yeah, depending on the person and depending how many ha has, it really, like, I wouldn't have it make a joke and then say ha ha. But if someone else made a joke, I'd find it's fine to say ha ha, I think.
As in reply.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think if you're trying to like, if you're trying to make a joke and you're trying to be like, this is a joke, lads, let's not cry.
Mm.
I think the laughy face emoji
is perfect. Like, your mates, like, you're using emojis and stuff.
Yeah. But okay. It's mostly just to, and then sometimes I wouldn't use it, and that's just a.
Okay. And what about? Is there any emojis that you use that I don't use with you that like you use with your mates?
Upside down smiley face.
Oh yeah, what's that for? That's breakdown, isn't it?
What?
Upside down smiley face. That's I'm having a breakdown, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of that kind of buzz.
I use that, but not with you.
Yeah, see, look, we don't text, Emma.
Well, I wouldn't be WhatsApping you going, nervous breakdown, hee hee hee.
Well, no, I wouldn't use it in that context. It'd be like,
oh, forgot my wallet.
Or, yeah, or it'd be like, oh, I just spilt Guinness all over someone.
Oh, yeah, I missed the bus.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that kind of buzz.
And what's the story with, what about smiley faces and stuff?
I think a general, like a normal smiley face is like more of a grimace. I think that's kind of, it has a similar vibe to an upside down smiley face. Like if someone gave me, if I was like, hey, can you put my clothes in the dryer? Say, let's say. I was out or whatever. And I was like, hey, would you mind putting my clothes in the dryer? I forgot about it. And then you were like, yeah, sure. Smiley, like, and you did like an emoji smiley face. I was like, a part of my head would be like, oh, she's pissed. she did not want to do that.
I reply with a smiley face all the time to people.
Yeah, I think a smiley face is like
passive aggressive.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm not actually happy, lads.
Oh?
Yeah.
Oops.
Well, that's just me personally.
And what about the aubergine emoji? Do you use that?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm sure I don't use that, no.
Have you ever used it?
No, I don't like aubergines.
What about the splash
more
emoji?
More of a courgette gal.
What?
I said I don't like aubergines. I'm more of a courgette gal.
Okay. With emojis?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, I don't know if there's a courgette emoji. I don't know.
And you don't use the splash?
No.
Okay, good.
I haven't gone swimming in a while, so.
Good. Right answer. Okay, so I don't think I'm too bad on the emojis then, am I?
As I said,
I'm not sending mad. Well, okay. Now, this is the thing that I wanted to ask about. So, when me and Shane are here and we're like, oh, where's Ella? Get Ella to go down to shop and get milk or whatever. And we message you on WhatsApp.
Mm.
You'll be like, oh, Ella hasn't been on WhatsApp since 2 o'clock yesterday. So we were like, what's going on here? So...
You looking at when I was last online? Rude.
Well, when we sent you a message and you don't reply, and they were like, she hasn't been online since yesterday at 2 o'clock. So when you message your friends, you message them on Snapchat?
No, not necessarily. I wouldn't. I don't message my friends on WhatsApp in general.
Okay.
Well, WhatsApp would be for like individually contacting one friend. Like, okay. I wouldn't have group chats on WhatsApp, except like group chats.
So WhatsApp group chats are for old people?
Yeah, kind of. Well, I just, not, well, you knew that, like.
No, but just to hear you say that now, and I'm thinking of my groups.
Yeah, we wouldn't have a group chat on WhatsApp.
But you have a group chat on Snapchat.
And on Instagram.
And what is your group?
Snapchat.
What is your group chat called? This is the important part that I don't know.
Snapchat one, well, you're not going to understand it.
Well, tell me.
Snapchat one is called James Joyce's.
Get out of my house. James Joyce's?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Your man James Joyce.
Yeah, I know who he is. What's that all about?
Inside joke. And then I don't know.
What's the inside joke?
Well, it's an inside joke. It's personal. I can't remember.
Mary, get in touch. Mary Morgan, get in touch and tell us what
I
this.
I can't remember what the Instagram one's called.
Okay.
So
the Snapchat group.
Yes.
Is called the James Joycers.
No, not the, just James Joycers.
Oh, just James
Joycers. It was called, it's gone through multiple renditions. It's always a big drama when someone changes the group chat name as well. Cause you're like, oh.
And what's the icon of the group?
No icon.
Okay. See, I got on Snapchat for like a very short space of time, but of all the social media apps or whatever, I never got into Snapchat. Mm. I think it was too far gone for me to get on board with it. So I never, I tried a couple of times to post and
I've never posted a Snapchat story. I literally,
have you not? No. I think I had two different Snapchats and it was only from, you know, when I did, sketches with Jen Hatton.
Sure.
The blonde girl.
Yeah.
She was in the house several times. She'd say, "Hey, Ella, how are you?" "Yeah, great." I was actually doing her podcast with her the other week there, but she was on Snapchat and she was big on Snapchat. But we do sketches together and people are like, "Oh, is she on Snapchat?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I must get on." And I try and I just couldn't. I don't know. I had some sort of mental block with it. But, and I think a lot of people my age have gotten rid of their Snapchat, or I hear people that are single, they get annoyed when fellas ask them for their snap.
Mm.
Now, what's that all about?
I genuinely don't know. I don't use Snapchat.
Okay. But do people ask people for their snaps?
Yeah. And I say I don't use Snapchat because I don't.
Okay. And then what about Instagram? So, if you're a listener of the podcast, which I assume you are, because you're listening now, Emadorn Comedian is my Instagram, but you'll see that I put up a little video every week of myself and Ella chatting, and I don't actually tag Ella because she has an Instagram page, so she's tagged in a couple of things. If you scroll down there, you'll find her, but you don't really use Instagram.
No.
Would you like me to tag you in the videos? Look at disgust.
Well, like, I don't use Instagram.
No. Yeah, but do your mates use Instagram?
Yeah, I use it to like communicate with people.
Okay,
but
and are any of them like active posters or anything like that?
Like once a month ish.
Okay,
once every 3 weeks.
Come here, I forgot to tell you, or maybe I did tell you. Two girls from our old school.
Oh, you told me they wanted to contact you as a celebrity.
As a celebrity! Mm.
And then they ghosted you.
No, they mailed me today.
Oh, did they?
And one of the questions was, who is my favourite teacher?
Oh.
So I really think that this... So sorry, these two girls from my old school got in touch and they wanted to, God love them, interview somebody who was famous. Scraping the bottom of the...
Then they couldn't find anyone, so they got Emma.
Scraping the bottom of the barrel. Shane Dan Byrne, if you're listening, you know what that is. Anyway, so they got in touch and I was like, yeah, grand, whatever. And the questions, so I thought they won't know, they obviously don't know who I am. A teacher has told them, a teacher has pushed them on to do this, and I can't figure out what teacher it is. But one of the questions is, who is your favourite teacher? And did your time in Santa Maria help your career in any way? I'm like, somebody in there is looking for a quote for me to say, I found so-and-so very inspiring and without them, I would never have pursued comedy.
Nothing.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'll have to give it some thought, do you know? Because there's a few teachers now that I'd hold in high regard, and there's others... Not so much, do you know? Because when any time I talk about Santa Maria, or like even on a video mentioned, I said in a little snippet of video, I said, "Oh, Mr. May, that's your old teacher." You know the video I did with James? And then a couple of people messaged me going, "Oh, Mr. May, you must have gone to Santa Maria." So I know I liked Mr. May, but there's other teachers And people have said, oh, did you have that teacher? They were a headbanger. I was like, yeah. But I won't name any names yet. So anyway, girls, if you're listening, which you're not because you don't know who I am, and a teacher put you up to this, I will get back to you soon. Thanks, thousand. And then Facebook you never used?
No.
Never had an account?
I have an account.
Oh, but you've never... Oh.
Post daily.
You dropped that little bombshell, didn't you?
Post daily. No,
but you never added me.
No, I never use... Facebook I use just to like sign up for shit.
Shit.
Never used for
anything. You could have just said stuff there. You didn't need to say shit. You watch your fucking mouth, young lady. But you say you've never been on Facebook. No. So what else is there? TikTok.
No, I never really got into TikTok.
Still could. Me and you should be doing TikTok dances all the time.
Nah. No, what? TikTok.
Me and you doing TikTok dances. People love
but
that.
But you can't dance.
Well, ask the people in the Sugar Club when I got my nipples out. I think they thought I looked pretty good dancing. So...
Sorry, you're great dancing.
What that should we should totally do that a lot.
Yeah, for sure.
We should do me and you.
Yeah, you and I.
Summer. We could do one to High School Musical number.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Me and Ella have a little buzz with High School Musical. We have to watch the second one. Watch the first one.
Yeah. Second one has all the good songs.
Yeah. What about the third one? Bit of a downer buzz, is it?
Is that, I think that's the graduation, is it?
Yeah. Tonight's the night.
Yeah.
You know we're gonna get it right. We're gonna get it, baby. Sorry.
To remember.
But, yeah. Never. Yeah, we've got to get on that.
Do you know what's one big, just to circle back to the...
My nipples.
No, the topic at hand.
Yes.
What's one big difference between how me and you use technology is the way that we type.
Yeah. Now this is it, right? I shared a video or a story the other week of Suzanne Cain of 98 FM typing on her phone. And she was typing like... She was typing on a computer keyboard, but she didn't know how to type. You know, just like
one index finger
in each hand. And I was like, what kind of mad way is she typing on a phone? And you wrote back to me, but I type with my thumbs.
When you're trying to act cool, you do. But in your natural state, you're an index finger user.
Am I? If I'm going on a rant message.
Oh, I've seen like...
And what way do you type? But you have loads of spelling mistakes. Loads of your messages don't make sense.
At the moment.
Me, I now what, Ella?
Everyone else understands their messages.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
There's no way they do.
Yes, they do. Mary and Wellma. And
oh, here we go. Hee hee.
Christine.
Oh, but you're writing loads of messages.
Oh, that's their actual name. Catherine. They all understand my messages. But the reason that I have more typos now than usual is because I've got a massive crack across my screen exactly where the typing comes up.
I'm sure when you finish your exams, you're going to go and get yourself a new phone, aren't you?
Probably, yeah.
What are you saving all this cash for? I'm dying to see what you're going to do with all this cash. When Ella was younger, right, and she'd get money off people, okay, she'd get money off people for whatever, birthday, something like that, Christmas. And especially when she'd go down to Wexford, she'd come back falling over with the cash. And she'd look for something in the shop and be like, Ella, you have 50 euro. And she'd turn around, she'd say, yeah, I don't want to break my 50 euro though. I don't want to break my 50 euro. I was like, what? I sent her down to the shop. She's like, will you revolute me for that bread and milk? Thanks.
No.
And as she said herself, she's a working girl, working 9 to 5. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink. She doesn't have a car. She's using my electric scooter to get around, which I paid to get repaired as well. Correct me if I'm wrong. And she's smashed the shit out of her phone. I don't know. She gets the phone and she fucks it off a bridge on the M50.
I do.
Clumsiest person.
Drop test.
The clumsiest person I've ever seen in my life. Splash the cash, babes. Come on. Treat yourself.
It's a rainy day, you know.
What are you saving for? If you think you're saving to get me sectioned, you can fuck off. It's not going to happen.
Get you what?
Sectioned. You do psychology.
Oh, you mean like...
No, not killed.
No, I don't mean killed. That's not what I mean. That's not what that map, some of that head movement was. Sorry.
Just, yeah, like buy yourself a phone.
I will, yeah. That's
stop
what I
being
said.
A stinge.
I will. I'm just waiting until I have time.
Order online, babes.
Yeah, I'm waiting until I have time.
Sorry, what were you doing before the podcast?
I was in the park.
Yeah, what were you doing in the park?
Just, you know. Drinking cans.
Ella went down to the park. Ella said to me, so I said to her, we'll record the podcast at 8 this evening. She's out grand. She came downstairs. Oh no, sorry. She came into my room. It was 10 to 8. And she goes, she's like, are we recording the podcast? I was like, yeah. And she's like, can we do that like 9? And I was like, well,
no, I said half 8.
No,
half
first
eight.
Said 9.
No, I didn't. I said half 8.
Okay, you said half 8. And I says, oh, she have nothing set up. Sure, it'd probably be about the same. So Ella thought for me to get out 2 mics, a Zoom and a tripod for a camera, it was going to take me 40 minutes. Obviously, we know Ella just wanted to get her own fucking way. She's like, I just want to go outside before it's dark. I was like, okay, fair enough. She goes, choking her. She comes back all rosy face. I think she's just had a walk. I was like, oh, I didn't even ask her. She tells me, she goes, I went down to the little park. I was like, yeah. She's like, just doing a bit of gymnastics. It's like, right. She's like, I just like to check in every so often. So you can do a cartwheel, handstand. Can you do a headstand?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go down to the park.
Do the splits.
You can still do the splits. Yeah. Remember during lockdown when I was having a breakdown, I was trying to do...
Emma was trying to do the splits for like 2 months every single time. She'd stretch half an hour. And then I was like, oh, Joel, I want to see if I got the splits.
No, she got the splits about fucking half an hour, stupid bitch. No, I didn't do it for 2 months. I did
it
for a couple.
Boat legs.
Yeah, oh, I'm doing on boat legs now, Emma. Fuck off. Splitting under the dining room table. Oh, yeah, you actually got them real quick. Me there, hurtling towards menopause. Oh god, Tommy and Joe are able to walk under my legs because I can't get down low enough. I didn't there's no way I did it for 2 months. I definitely stretched, but I didn't do split stretches. But you know what, now when Jesus Christ, what is wrong with me? What date is it today?
The 10th.
Let me start doing stretches and see where I am.
In on your birthday.
On my birthday. Well, that's not too far away.
But that's on your birthday.
Okay. And what I really want to be able to do a walkover. Or like when you know when you go back into a crab and you kick over.
Yeah.
I really want to be able to do that. You should have seen her with these fucking splits. She'd be doing the splits all the time. Watching the telly stretching. Yeah, just get them real fast. Do me splits. So it was little old me.
I wasn't doing it.
Trying to get me splits, trying to recapture my youth, stretching like to beat the band. And she just comes along first, down the splits. Snap, just got my splits straight away. Great.
This has been a chaotic episode.
I know, apologies. I think I'll be grand next week. I just need to get myself together. Also, I want to thank the listener for listening. Do appreciate it. And if there is, what time is it there? Oh yeah. If there's anything that you would like myself and Ella to chat about, let us know as well. Because it's your podcast. Well, it's our podcast. But it's your podcast.
It's our podcast.
Well, I know. But you listen to it. So, and we do appreciate that, don't we, Ella?
It's our podcast.
I said we do appreciate that. This is the
part.
Yeah, no,
I
now.
Meant like our, like isn't.
Oh,
like
and
our.
All of us yeah. And the listener.
We're
and
all in this together. You
all
know?
In yeah. This together.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are. And
rate, review, subscribe.
Rate, review, subscribe or if us. You can. We'll chat to you next week. Maybe we might do a question box. We might. I'll chat to you during the week, and if Ella's floating around the gaff doing the splits or something, I'll whack her on the stories.
Yeah, we'll put an Instagram story now, me doing the splits. When the podcast comes out, we're like, guys, podcast out. Yeah.
So look, we'll chat. You have enjoy the rest of the week. And
Emma is in somewhere Friday.
Oh yeah, I'm in the Crackdown on Friday. And I'll be doing a table quiz in Ballyboden in St. Andrews for Ciara Barry. I'm emceeing it this month. Check out Keep Ciara Instagram page to get all your details. Thank you so much. Love you. Bye.
Bye.